The Holy Gospel appointed for the second Sunday of Easter is taken from the Gospel of St. John, the 20th chapter, verses 19 through 31. On the evening of that day, the first day of the week, the doors being locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, even so I am sending you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of anyone, they are forgiven. If you withhold forgiveness from anyone, it is withheld." Now Thomas, one of the 12, called the twin, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told them, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see in his hands the mark of the nails, and place my finger into the mark of the nails, and place my hand into his side, I will never believe." 8 days later, his disciples were inside again, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands, and put out your hand and place it in my side. Do not disbelieve, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Let us pray to the Lord. Gracious and merciful Father, on this second Sunday of Easter, as we continue to celebrate the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, you challenge us not to ask for proof or evidence of Jesus' resurrection, but to believe by faith and trust that Jesus has risen from the dead, just as he told us. To hear Jesus say to us, "Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight. O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The words for our meditation this morning is taken from the gospel lesson appointed for this Sunday, the Gospel of St. John, the 20th chapter, with special attention to verses 26 through 29. 8 days later, his disciples were inside again, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands, and put out your hand and place it in my side. Do not disbelieve, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." This is the Word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, the risen Lord and Savior, have you ever heard someone say, "I don't believe it," or "it just can't be true," or even for that matter, "it's impossible"? I'm sure all of us have, haven't we? Yes, we have.
This is especially true when something bad happens to someone we know personally, either in our family, in the circle of our friends and neighbors, and even here at the church. It could be an accident. It could be an injury, an illness, or even for that matter, a sudden death, especially when they are still very young. And so we also have the need to see it ourselves, don't we? Yes, we do. We either call them for more information about it, or rush to the hospital, or to the scene of where it happened, in order to be convinced that it is indeed true. Unfortunately, just like Thomas, one of Jesus' own disciples, we also have the need to have some kind of proof or evidence in order to believe it ourselves. And that's precisely what happened to Thomas, one of Jesus' own disciples. Unfortunately, Thomas, called Didymus, or the twin, was not with the other disciples when Jesus came to them the first time as they were hiding behind locked doors for fear of the Jews. Suddenly Jesus appeared to them in the room where they were hiding and said, "Peace be with you," or "Shalom," the usual, normal, customary Hebrew greeting. And then Jesus showed them his hands and the bruise in his side. And as soon as they saw his hands and his side, they were glad. They were overjoyed to see Jesus. And then Jesus says to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit." Interesting, isn't it? Jesus didn't say to them, "Good evening." Jesus didn't ask them, "How are you doing?" either. Or even for that matter, "Why are you hiding behind locked doors?" No, Jesus says, "Receive the Holy Spirit." And then it's interesting to see, to hear what Jesus says next. "If you forgive the sins of anyone, they are forgiven. If you withhold forgiveness from anyone, it is withheld." And after having said that, Jesus disappears, left the room, and went away. So they went immediately to tell Thomas, who was not with them, who was absent, of what just happened to them. They said to Thomas, "We have seen the Lord." But what did Thomas say in response? "No, I will never believe." Thomas was skeptical. Thomas wanted to see some kind of proof or evidence that Jesus was alive, as the others had told him. He was so adamant about it that he told the other disciples, "Unless I see in his hands the mark of the nails and put my finger into the mark of the nail and place my hand into his side, I will never believe." In other words, Thomas wanted to see Jesus personally with his own eyes, to touch the mark of the nails in his hands and touch with his own finger the side where Jesus was bruised. He wanted to see Jesus face to face, just like the other disciples. And unless that happened, he was not about to believe it when the others told him, "We have seen the Lord." And it was only after Jesus appeared to them a second time, after 8 days, and Thomas was with them, and Jesus said for a second time, "Peace be with you," that Thomas suddenly stopped doubting and began to believe. As a matter of fact, Jesus turned immediately to Thomas and said to him, "Thomas, put your finger here and see my hands, and put out your own hand and place it in my side. Do not disbelieve, but believe." And as soon as Jesus said that, Thomas, ashamed, embarrassed, fell to his knees and said, "My Lord and my God." And then Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Thomas, have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." Now what about us again? What about you and me as we celebrate the second Sunday of Easter? Are we any different than Thomas? The answer, no. If we're honest with ourselves again this morning, we're no different than Thomas. How many times? Yes, how many times have we acted the same way? This is especially true when something happens to someone we know personally, something bad. Again, in our family, in the circle of our neighbors and friends, or even here at our church, whether it is an accident or an injury or a sudden death, we also want to have some kind of proof and evidence that it really happened as they told us. Sometimes we even may question our own faith in Jesus when things that are bad happen to us. To ask ourselves, why me and not someone else? Why? Why did God let this happen to me? It is then that we also need to hear Jesus say to us, "Put your finger here and see my hands, and put out your hand and place it in my side. Do not disbelieve, but believe." Yesterday, Jesus also says to you and he says to me, "Peace be with you," especially when we are faced with our own disappointments and trials and tribulations in life. Jesus offers us today his peace that passes all human understanding. He touches us with the mark of the nails in his hands, the mark of the bruise in his side, as we come to the Holy Sacrament and receive his true body and receive his true blood for the forgiveness of all of our sins and the gift of eternal life through faith in him as the risen Lord and Savior. As a matter of fact, the whole Christian faith is based on the foundation that Jesus did not only suffer and die on the cross on Mount Calvary, but that on the third day he rose again triumphantly from the grave. The words we find at the end of our text for today, "But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name." Yes, we have peace of Jesus. And we're blessed today, even though we have not seen him personally. We have not touched Jesus with our own hands. Yes, may God the Father bless us and preserve us today on this second Sunday of Easter, that even though we have not seen the mark of the nails in His hands, the bruise in His side, and touched Jesus with our own hands, that we believe and that we accept by faith that Jesus has risen just as He told us. May our prayer today be the words we sang in the hymn of the day, "No longer Thomas then denied. He saw the feet, the hands, the side. Thou art my Lord, my God," he cried. And then the last verse, "Blessed are they that have not seen." That's you and me. "And yet whose faith have constant been, in life eternal they shall reign." God bless you on this second Sunday of Easter as we continue to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus. And as we come to the table of our Lord Jesus, and Jesus touches us with His body and His blood for the forgiveness of our sins, the promise of eternal life. In Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake, amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the fellowship of His Holy Spirit be and abide with us all as we continue to proclaim that Jesus has risen, that He is alive. In Jesus' name, for Jesus' sake, amen.